A judge accused of being cozy with government leaders is now in charge of the investigation into the assassination of former President Jovenel Moise. It has been a month since gunmen stormed Moise's private residence, killing him and wounding his wife. So who did it? Well, so far, the inquiry has turned up few clear answers. Widlor Mirenkor is editor-in-chief of Haiti's news service, AIBA Post, and he's on Skype with us from Port-au-Prince. Widlor, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let me ask you about the judge now in charge of the investigation. Who is he and why are some Haitians skeptical of his objectivity?
Well, that's a good question. Matoshalat is well known in Haiti because he overseen two major cases in the country in the last 4 years. And one of these cases implicated the wife of the former president, Mr. Jovenel Moise. Her name is Martine Moise. She was accused in a case of embezzlement of money. And this judge was accused of not being as professional as he should have been in terms of calling the former president's wife to, you know, give testimonies regarding what she know.
Oh, so he's accused of looking the other way, yeah?
Exactly. Some people accuse him of conducting a hunt for, you know, political gain for the president. So this is a judge that is seen as being very close to the regime, to the former president.
I understand. So we have this potential corruption cloud over the investigation. Meantime, we've seen a flurry of arrest warrants. So can you tell us who's being arrested and what does that tell us?
Okay, so the prosecutor on the case, his name is Bedford Claude. He put out a couple of arrest warrants, massive arrest warrants, in terms of the profile of the persons accused of having taken a part of the assassination of the president. I mean, two of them were two of the biggest Haitian pastors. They went on the record, on the media, to say that they had meetings with Sanon. Sanon is accused of being one of the mastermind behind the assassination. A lot of people seeing how the investigation is being conducted are criticizing these moves as being political, because most of the folks that this prosecutor want to arrest people that were very, very critical of the past administration. I'm talking about the administration of the deceased president, Jovenel Moise.
Step back for me here. Are we any closer to understanding who plotted this or how the gunmen got into the president's residence? You've described this main suspect, this Haitian doctor, but are we getting any closer to a big answer here?
I don't think so. At least 44 people are detained in relation to this case. But if you talk to most people here, they will tell you that most of the folks that are being named, especially those who are in prison right now, do not have the means and the economic power to conduct such an act. And you have this gentleman, his name is Entriago. Antonio Entriago. He's the head of CTU Security.
Oh, that is the security firm that has hired some of these Colombian gunmen accused of being part of this, yeah?
Exactly. And his lawyers put out a statement basically saying that they did not know what was happening. So it's still murky. A lot of key details have yet to be put out. Mm. And there are two reports that the judicial police sent to this judge, and these reports have not been made public. I don't have them, and a lot of journalists actually are looking for these reports to see what the people arrested have been have told the investigators during their interviews.
Let me ask you how this is playing on the street in Haiti. What do regular people say? Do they have any hope that or confidence that they're going to get definitive answers in the end?
I think a lot of people in Haiti are waiting for answers, but in the meantime, people need to leave. The UN says that at least 4.4 million people in Haiti are in severe needs of food, and this number is growing. We have The civil society is questioning the legitimacy of the government that we have, and they are getting together to sort of make sure that they have a new government that will conduct elections. And talking about elections, if you talk to most people in the streets, they will tell you with the insecurity that we have, we cannot hold elections. And people want answers, but the other major problems that the country is facing are taking over right now.
That is Widlore Mirenkor, editor-in-chief of the Haitian news outlet Aiba Post. Thanks again.
Thank you.